there's a phone scam going around. Maybe you've even gotten one of the calls. Someone claims to be an IRS agent, says you owe money on back taxes, and that you need to wire the money immediately. The companies that handle wire transfers do not like this. Alex Goldmark from our Planet Money podcast tells us how one of them is fighting back.
The phone rang on a Thursday.
Yeah, it was Thursday, and I was about to see 10 clients in a row. I'm a therapist.
We're not going to use this woman's name because she's worried how this story could hurt her business. Here's how the scam went for her. The woman calling says, "I'm with the IRS. You owe back taxes. The police are on their way to arrest you right now." And just then, another call on the other line comes in with the caller ID showing 911. And it's a man saying he's a police officer on his way over. It is fast-paced, tense, and confusing.
So I'm all by myself, and I'm like, I'm picturing, oh my God, I'm going to go to jail, and this is going to be really hard on my kids.
The fake IRS agent calls herself Eva, and she gives very specific instructions for how to send the money. She says, go to an ATM, take out a bunch of cash, and wire it. Use a particular company, MoneyGram.
She says to me, you have to stay on the phone with me the entire time.
She does as she's told, goes to the MoneyGram branch, wires the money. And a little while later...
And all of a sudden, Eva gets back on the phone and she says, I'm sorry, I have really bad news for you. The transfer didn't go through. And I'm like, what? What are you saying? Like, how is that even possible? It went through. I have a receipt.
MoneyGram had stopped her transfer because it looked suspicious. This happens often enough that they have a system for dealing with it. So when the therapist says to the clerk at MoneyGram, the money didn't go through, I want to send it again, the clerk says, hold on, makes a call, and passes over the phone. And now here's where our therapist's day turns from terrifying to disorienting. She's now holding onto two phones, the fake IRS agents on the cell phone in one hand, and someone from MoneyGram in a second phone in her other hand. MoneyGram gave us a recording of that call.
My name is Eric from MoneyGram, and I will be
Eric from MoneyGram?
Yes, my name is Eric, madam, yes.
He says, can I ask you, who are you sending this money to?
They are attorneys.
And do you know them in person, madam?
No, I don't.
I have a bad feeling about it, madam.
I have a bad feeling about it, he says.
Okay, you know what, can you just hold on for one moment, because I need to just be sure that I'm doing the right thing, so... One moment.
Are you sure, madam? Please think about it.
She now turns to the cell phone in her other hand to talk to the scammers and tell them what MoneyGram is saying, and then comes back.
Okay. Hello, go ahead.
Eris from MoneyGram asks her more questions, gently.
And they tell you that if you don't pay the fee, that you will go to jail. Is that right?
Yes, I'm going to be arrested instantly.
Yes, arrested.
Call from 911.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Actually, you are being a victim of a scam. Are you aware of it?
No.
He switches from questions to statements. Those people are fake, he says. He says it multiple times. For a while, she's listening, two phones and two hands, unsure what's real.
What do I do? I'm terrified that I'm going to be...
No, don't worry. Nothing happened, madam.
She hangs up the phone with the scammers. It's over. I got a hold of Eris from MoneyGram, the man who talked her back to reality. He says he can get 20 calls like this a day. Sometimes it takes 30 minutes for the people to snap out of it. Our therapist call, it took 9 minutes. And looking back, it feels like she was in a trance or a spell.
When I had the two phones in my hand, I was thinking, it's almost like, which reality do I prefer? And I prefer the reality where they're saving me and my money is somewhere and I'm going to get it back and I'm not being arrested. But it was like this flip in my head right at that moment.
The IRS says thousands of people have fallen for this scam, losing tens of millions of dollars. Alex Goldmark, NPR News.